Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Burt Show.
What injury did your kid sustain right before an important family event or maybe some really important photos that you were taking? 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Cassie's going to kick it off.
Of course. My daughter Hazel is at the age where she's five. She has a scooter. She wears a helmet. But like most kids, once they get comfortable doing something, they are basically like, what can I do to hurt myself? What trick can I do? So she has started doing scooter tricks, which really just involve her hopping on the scooter or jumping off it with both feet. But we're going along. We're on the Silver Comet Trail, which is like this paved path through the woods where people bike and walk and jog. She's doing her tricks. And I'm like, woo, she's not going that fast. And then I don't know what happens. Her foot catches and she literally flies over the front of the handlebars. Now, luckily, she's wearing a helmet, but it kind of slipped up a little bit and not too much, but the handlebar was able to jam her in the head. Like, she didn't hit the pavement, but it was the handlebar sticking up that got her in the head and gave her a huge goose egg. Like, I'm talking like in a cartoon. She stopped crying after, like, 2 minutes max, like, was totally fine, but the remnants of the goose egg remained and the bruise. And the worst part is we'd actually kept her home earlier that morning because she wasn't feeling well and had a cough. And we're like, she's still in, you know, pre-K. Let's not spread this around. By the afternoon, she's feeling better. So let's get some fresh air, right? That sort of thing. And so the next day we had to send her to school after she was out for a day with a giant goose egg on her head just in time for her pre-K graduation photos. And the school is making these giant posters for each kid and a memory book. So she will be in all these kids' memory books and on this like giant poster for the rest of her life with a giant goose egg on her head. And the timing, it was just impeccable.
Don't you just love how they can just, they just nail it.
Yeah, they just know when it's happening.
Carrie, welcome to the Burt Show. You're actually going to call yourself out on this one. You were the kid that screwed something up and got hurt before a major event. What happened?
So I was about 8 years old, and we were playing outside. I broke my wrist.
Ooh.
We were going to Cancun. My mom and dad were divorced, so we were just going with my dad and my sister. And so I had a cast on my wrist. We got to Cancun, and my dad and I had the brilliant idea of slipping the cast off the whole time we were there.
Oh, no.
My mom didn't find out until my sister got mad at me one day and told on me.
Carrie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did your wrist heal properly after you and your dad slid the cast off?
It healed quicker, so we went to the doctor so my mom could get a new, tighter cast put on, and they did new x-rays, and the doctor said that it had actually healed quicker than he expected it to in that time frame.
I found the secret.
Yeah.
All this time. What was your mom's reaction when she found out?
Oh, she was angry. She called my dad and ripped him a new one. So
oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. That's appropriate response.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling yourself.
All the time.
Thanks for calling yourself out, Carrie.
Glad your wrist's okay.
Uh-huh. All right, Kathy, your kid did what? Hurt themselves? How? Right before a big event or photos?
She was running through the house and fell and hit a ceramic flower pot and had to have 5 stitches right in the middle of her forehead before a family picture.
Oh my God! Did you cut some bangs for her to cover it up?
No, before that she had already cut them, so they were in the process of growing back. Yeah, it was my middle child, so you know that middle child syndrome.
Yep, I sure do.
That middle child, just with a wave of dismissal, that middle child syndrome. All right, thanks so much for sharing, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right, Mary. Mary, welcome to the Burt Show. Hi. What did your kid, how did your kid hurt themselves right before a major event or photo shoot?
I was trying to change his diaper, and he
I ran away and fell and busted his chin open on Christmas Eve and had to get 6 stitches.
Right for Christmas morning. So in all those Christmas morning photos, y'all had a nice little ER visit on Christmas Eve and Christmas photos. You have a nice little bloody stitched up chin, hey?
That's correct.
I imagine it was easier to change his diaper after that. He learned his lesson.
You would think so, but no. But that's the way it goes.
Never learn.
All right, thanks. Oh, thanks, Mary.
Listen to some of these. I feel like I need an ibuprofen. I feel like I'm in pain.
All right, Jennifer, what did your son do right before a major event?
My son was playing in a flag football game and was wide receiver, went to catch the ball, and the ball hit him square in the nose and broke his nose right before First Holy Communion.
Oh no. Well, I mean, you can still take communion with a broken nose.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus shed blood for him. He can shed a little blood on the football field.
Exactly. Blood everywhere, but then the next day, you know, the bruising and black and blue and yellow for the pictures.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's all a part of the game. Football will do that to you.
It's flag football, though, man.
It doesn't matter. It's real.
All right, Brian, did this happen to you or to your kid?
To my child.
Okay.
So we were getting ready to take him to Monster Jam for his 4th birthday, and somehow he ends up running down the hallway and landing on the door jam and having a huge knot on his forehead. I think he slipped on one of his cars, to be quite honest.
One of the Monster Jam cars?
Yeah.
All you can do is laugh.
That's all you can do.
Uh-huh. All you can do is laugh. All right, thanks so much for calling, Brian.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Will it work? Because it has worked for somebody else? Why not turn somebody else's success and triumph into yours, Abby?
Have you met me?
Yes. Yes, and I'm still suggesting this. All right. I happenstanced across this video from outofoffice.alex on TikTok. And 3 years ago, she put together an advertisement for her friend on social media to find her a man. Not only did she find her a man, but she is getting married to this man, and Alex is a bridesmaid in her wedding.
My name is Alex. I'm the girl who advertised my friend to the internet. I made a TikTok video for her about 3 years ago. Talked to a few guys from the application. Ended up hitting it off with a guy named Nick from Florida, whose friend actually filled out the application for him. I didn't actually think the relationship would work. We're in Washington. He's in Florida. About a year ago, he left his whole life in Florida, moved to be with my friend Katie. And in just a couple days, they will be married. I'm one of Katie's bridesmaids, preparing for the couple days before she gets married. Nick and his friends are also in another house, and we're all here. Two worlds collided, all because I made a video for my friend advertising her to the internet. You never know where life's going to take you, but try things. Most importantly, advertise your friends and don't be afraid.
So I floated this last week to Rebecca and Abby. Rebecca is incredibly creative. She is our social media producer. And I was like, if anybody can put the perfect advertisement together for Abby, who is single and looking for a man's, that this could potentially be a winning solution.
Yeah, you gave me this challenge, and I took it very, very seriously.
As I knew you would. You and Abby, good friends. You adore her. I knew you weren't going to lead her astray, or you weren't going to do her wrong.
She was like a drill sergeant. On Friday, I had to go straight from the office to the airport. I had, like, no time to kill, and she's blowing up my phone. She's like, where are the videos? Where are the photos? I need it. I'm like, listen, I got places to go. I got to go see my mama this weekend. So I hope I gave you enough to work with.
No, you gave me everything I wanted. For first of all, I, of course, want to see you find love. I think you totally deserve that. But I think more than that, I want to make a silly little video. And that's just always my priority in life. So that's what I did. I sat down on Sunday. I took all the videos and photos that she edited or she gave to me, and I edited it together into an ad that I truly think will find Abby her soulmate. And I have the audio of that ad.
All right, before you play it, please tell everybody, where will they be able to find this ad?
This ad is currently live on The Burt Show's social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Just search for The Burt Show and you will find it. And I do encourage you to go watch it because there are things that I think you will miss from just listening to the audio.
All right, let's hear it.
Here it goes.
Hi, my name's Rebecca Lancaster. I want to introduce you to someone I think you're going to like. Her name is Abby Murphy. She's a woman. But who is Abby, really? I thought you'd never ask. Abby is a single Florida woman with a heart of gold and hair as blonde as fresh cut hay. As a 28-year-old cat lady and co-host of a pretty popular morning radio show, Abby enjoys dancing, yapping, eating multiple yogurts a morning, being hot, and tanning herself one shade shy of a hate crime. Genuinely, Abby is one of my favorite people. She is so funny and so smart. Her wit makes me laugh every time I'm with her. She's so thoughtful and kind and compassionate. She's probably one of the most ambitious people I've ever met and so driven. And she's an ally. All of the people in this photo are gay, except for Abby, ally. But one word of advice, don't get in the way of her and a sweet treat. Don't. Here are some good questions to ask Abby on a first date. Number one, who's Aiden Turner? Number two, how's your relationship with your brother? And number three, is God real? Are you a man, 28 to 35, brown or brown adjacent hair, good job, good sense of humor, zero insecurity about your height, interested in Abby? Then please click the link below and submit yourself to go on a date with Abby.
I love how instead of saying tall, you said, and you don't have any insecurity about your height.
That could mean anything. It means we're being very open to all heights.
I didn't want to say short kings need not apply.
The video is very well produced.
Thank you.
There's actually a lot of interesting elements that you put into it, like the little Abby in the palm of your hand. Abby, did you get to have final say in like final cut, or is this, did you leave this all to Rebecca's brainchild?
No, I was not going to mess with the director's cut. I did see it and I was a little worried because I was sending her all these cute photos and videos of me because I'm like, you know what, this has the possibility to go viral. Like, who knows who could see this? Who knows like what hot nephew is going to get sent this by their aunt that listens to The Burt Show. And Rebecca was having none of that. She's like, no, send me all of your blackmail material. So it's definitely a very fun video. And you did such a good job with it. So thank you for making it for me.
Thank you. The form is live. So men can submit themselves, their Instagram, their email, their age, and why they want to date Abby. Just go to The Burt Show, click the link, and pitch yourself.
The Burt Show.
All right, Piedmont Park is getting itself a makeover. And for some reason, Abby, you're upset by this?
I am so upset by this. And maybe it's because I'm such a fan of public transportation and progress that I'm just so angry that this is where our tax-paying dollars are going to. So scrolling through TikTok, where I get all my hard-hitting news because mm-hmm. I don't have cable, and I saw the Urban Atlanta posted this video explaining like a $150 million project that's going to Piedmont Park.
Atlanta's iconic Piedmont Park is in line to get a huge $150 million renovation. Plans were just announced by the park's nonprofit to upgrade and expand many areas, which include, first off, the addition of roughly 5 acres of new park space, taking over old parking lots and buildings called the Commons, located on Piedmont Avenue and Monroe Drive, which will include a brand new entrance plaza, playgrounds, concessions, and green space. Other updates include the restoration of Lake Claramere with improved water quality and a scenic boardwalk wraparound, while 6 miles of new trails ranging from asphalt paths connecting to the Beltline to unique canopy walks and boardwalks along Clear Creek will link the existing park to the commons and better connect the surrounding neighborhoods. In addition to new restrooms, entrances, food options, pavilions, courts for basketball, volleyball, and pickleball, and major upgrades to paths and shaded seating throughout the park.
Who's asking for this? That's what I want to know.
That's a lot of money.
I am.
You're asking for this?
Piedmont Park needs a little facelift.
It does?
Yes.
No, it gets trashed every year for Music Midtown. Like, this is a green space. Like, people are going to hang out there no matter what.
Isn't there more reason to upgrade?
Yes. No. People are... We have enough grass. We have enough... People can bring a picnic blanket.
Did you just listen to everything that man listed right.
Yes.
That they're doing to the park?
Listen, not to brag, but people agree with my take because I heard $150 million. And I thought, you know what you could do with $150 million? You could expand the Beltline North. You could make MARTA go literally anywhere other than Midtown and the airport. And honestly, I felt so strongly about this that I felt like I needed to convey my opinion on the internet. And so I commented on this video because I was that fired up because I'm a big New York is one of my favorite cities because I love the subway. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a magical place where there's rats and drunk people, but it'll transport you anywhere you need to go within 30 minutes.
That's true.
And it's cheap.
Magical has never come to mind all my years.
It's magical in a different way.
I get it.
It's magical in like a crackhead way. So I commented on it and it is the top voted on comment on this video on TikTok.
It's the most liked comment?
It's the most liked comment.
Is it 3 comments?
No. There are 84 comments.
Okay, one back.
And I have 251 likes and 6 replies.
Oh. And what did you say?
I said, they will do anything except expand MARTA, OTP, or to the Beltline. That is how I feel.
That might be on the list. Maybe they're getting to that next.
No, they're not. They're never going to. Literally, this would be a perfect city if they could figure out MARTA or make the Beltline go anywhere other than Krog Street Market and Ponce City Market.
Yeah, we took MARTA from the airport home to the Lenox Station. And it was myself, my husband, and our 4-year-old in our luggage. And that was a harrowing experience.
Yeah.
Mainly because going, like, one of the elevators was out of service. And then when we got to the airport MARTA, like, station, lovely.
Very clean.
Very clean. Every other one, not so much. I'm like, I'm literally rolling my suitcase through urine right now.
Oh, my God. Well, that is like New York. I've only taken a MARTA once since my 8 years of being here.
Only once?
One time. One and done. I took it to go to a Falcons game, which it was convenient.
For sure.
Much more convenient.
Any event, my husband and I, we're going to take MARTA to get downtown or to get to Midtown or whatever. But that's the only places we have taken it. But I do feel like Atlanta as like a major metro, like a big city, that our green space, our park can use a little. Can use a little zhuzhing.
We can zhuzh it for $5 million. Do we need $150 million? Like, that's crazy.
That is
$5 million. $5 million is going to get you some grass seed.
Perfect. I mean, it's a green space. Just put some daffodils. Go to Home Depot. We can get some volunteers out there. I think this is a little ridiculous. For the love of God, like, please save me on my Uber charges.
And $20 million would have cut it.
Put a MARTA up to Roswell or Alpharetta. I'm begging.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Mo, your friend did a good deed behind his wife's back and it backfired.
It backfired big time to the point where they are not speaking right now. And I'm a bit torn on their argument. I could see both sides of it, but I think I'm leaning more towards his side. But I'm curious as to what you guys would think. So they are married. I'm going to try to paint this picture for y'all. And this is her niece. So this is her side of the family. Her niece is having a child. Now, the niece is not having a child under the best circumstances because she is not with the guy that she's having the child with, but she is having the child.
Okay.
He's around. He's in her life. He plans to support, but they're not together. Apparently, leading up to this fact, the wife in this situation had a lot of conversations with the niece about bringing a child into this world in the relationship that she was in. They didn't think it was a good idea. I guess there were a lot of talks about it. She told her family that she was not going to have a child with this man, and eventually they were going to break up and go separate ways. It was a toxic relationship. It was off and on for years, and I guess her family just did not want to see her in this situation. She has the child. So now the wife goes to the husband and says, my niece is actually having this child. So he's like, oh, okay, cool. Congratulations. And she's like, yeah, not so much. Normally, when someone has a child and it's within their circle, they always give a gift and do something nice for said person. I guess the wife decided she was doubling down on how she felt and she was not going to support the niece having the child because she felt like it would be enabling her after the entire family has told her that she should not do this. He didn't necessarily agree with her. I don't know how much he told her that. It was just more like, okay, I hear you. But he did say, I think we should still get her a gift. She's young. You know, she may have made a mistake. It happens. It's not the end of the world. She should at least still feel supported in this situation regardless. That was his take. She felt like, no, this is my family. At the end of the day, I should have final say on what we do as a couple when it comes to my family.
So when I tell you no gift, I mean no gift.
Exactly that. So instead of him just saying, okay, cool, and leaving it like that, he thought to himself, she's upset right now. She's in an emotional place. Eventually, she will come around to realizing that he has done the right thing if he goes and gets her a gift on his own.
That's a bold assumption.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. And that's what he decided to do. He went and got her a gift anyway. So he thought, for some reason, that this would become a big thing. Like, it wouldn't be mentioned. And I guess in the card, he kind of said, you know, this is more from me, but it's still from us. We love you. Whatever, whatever he said. When he came to me, and we all talked about it as men, most of the guys felt like, oh, nah, that's a sweet thing you did. I was like, you in trouble, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I would have went that route, but I understand where you're coming from. So after that, they end up going over to the home where the niece lives, and they have, like, a family thing. The niece mentions the gift. The wife plays it off, but she's steaming on the inside because she didn't know about the gift, obviously. But the niece blows it all up. So she's like, oh, we got you a gift. Okay, cool. They end up getting back in the car. Now, they have a kid. They have a 4-year-old kid, and they have a 9-year-old, 4 and a 9-year-old. They're both in the back of the car. The argument starts. He was upset for a few different reasons. One, he felt like he wasn't really wrong, but even if she did feel like he was wrong, the argument could have took place when the kids weren't there. But I guess she was so upset that it just came out in that moment, and she called him an idiot.
Ooh.
Oh,
in front of the kids. In front of the kids.
Oh.
So then that led to them arguing not only about the gift, but about the fact that you're calling me an idiot in front of our kids. And I guess he felt even deeper about it because one of the kids is not his. He's the stepdad, and he's been trying to form a relationship. And he felt like, you're undermining me, and uh-huh. you're making it more difficult for me to be in her life as a father figure. So she doesn't care. Like, she's so angry that he went behind her back when she made it very clear what she wanted, that she's doubling down. Got to the point, make a little bit of a long story less long, where I guess he bought her some beets for Mother's Day because that's the gift she wanted. He got so mad at the fact that she was cursing him out and the fact that she called him an idiot in front of the kids that he threatened to throw the beets out the window. Since you feel so bad against gifts, how about I throw your gift out the window because you've made a lot of mistakes in life? It turned into that. She's like, throw it out. It'd make you even more of an idiot. You bought it.
What? Oh, man.
He threw the beets out the window.
No, he didn't.
Tossed the beets out the window. And far as I know, to this moment, they have not spoke since. And this happened on Friday.
Oh, geez.
I don't know whose side to be on.
The Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
We have a ditch or date scenario, and this time it's coming from a dude.
A boy?
A boy is on the line. Normally it's the ladies that hit us up wanting to know if they should ditch or date a guy. But no, this time John needs a little bit of our help. Hey, John, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure to have you. All right, so what situation do you find yourself in with the woman that you're dating that you are now trying to decide if you should continue to date her or if you should ditch her?
Well, I just found out that I'm the runner-up or the second choice.
Oh, my God, were you on The Bachelor?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Went out on a date, really like her. We had a wonderful time, wined and dined her, went to a nice fancy place, had a lovely walk afterwards, and yeah, really good, high quality date. But I found out from a friend later that, you know, the next day that she had already asked out another guy before, but he had to cancel on her last minute, something like that. And so then she reached out to me, but I didn't know that at the time. So, like, I kind of feel I wasn't seeing anybody else at the time. So I kind of feel like it's a red flag, maybe. You know, am I just like a commodity or something? Like, what's the deal? Yeah, like how should I feel about this? I'm a little conflicted.
All right, so John, let's think about this logically here.
Yeah.
We're all runner-ups. If you think about it, everybody that we are dating has dated somebody before us. And I would just consider this her dating somebody or, you know, attempting to date somebody before you and it didn't work out.
Typically, they didn't know you, though. When they were dating someone before you, that was them dating that person before they knew that you were available. That's a little different if they know you're an option and then still want to date someone else.
You want to feel like the top option of all of your current options.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, John. Are you more, I guess, bothered by the fact that she has options, period, or that you were not the first one?
Yeah, the latter, that I wasn't the first one. I get it. We're all like, you know, we're dating, we're looking for people. Mm-hmm. We come across multiple people. I get it. But if, you know, yeah, if I'm available and you're going with me as a backup because your other guy canceled, you know, a day before, you know, it's less, it, I don't know, puts a tarnish on the polish. I don't know.
A tarnish on the polish.
I get that.
I'd say so. Yeah, John, I would be in your exact same boat because I definitely have a little bit of an ego in dating where when you meet me, I want you to be like so infatuated with me that everybody else just goes out the window. That's because I'm shallow. I don't know you, John, but if you really feel some type of way for this girl and you feel like you could see a future with her, I think for this specific scenario, like I wouldn't ditch her. I would swallow your pride, kind of let things ride out because who knows, she may come around and actually find that you should have been the option number one this entire time.
I hear that. I hear the logic in that.
I think that's valid, right? Because if you think about it, I always think about, because I've thought this way too. Like if I'm not number one, then what are we doing? But then I also think about, look at how many actors in the world have said that the role wasn't really for them at first, but then the other person didn't take it and then they took it and then it became a blockbuster and it made their career and they wouldn't have had that opportunity if they had so much pride that they were like, I'm not doing it because I wasn't first. Now, with that being said, I wouldn't date her after you.
Are you serious?
Nah, I got too much pride. What I'm just trying to help John out.
What if it's Beyonce? What if it's you and Jay-Z cancels on Beyonce? You're saying no to Beyonce?
Nah, I would let that go. I would get over it. Beyonce is different. This is not Beyonce.
This could be John's
about.
Beyonce. This could be Carol from Accounting for all we know, but she could be like, you know, hot stuff.
All right, John, how into, like, how much do you like this woman?
I'm into her, I'll admit.
Then I think you should still go out with her.
I think so, too.
I think your destiny is the fact that this, you know, yeah, so there was another guy, and she was wanting to go out with him, and he turned her down, so then she turned to you. But I don't think that means, I don't think that should cheapen or lessen what the two of you have. I feel like that is just the universe's way of making sure you guys are on the same path.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So long as John does everything right and blows her mind and the other guy continues to not answer the phone, everything will work out just fine.
Everything
John.
Is great and dandy.
I mean, that's the thing. Like if he suddenly tries to come back in the picture and she just drops me right there, that would be upsetting.
Well,
sure.
Yeah. So are you worried that might potentially happen?
I mean, I guess I can't really focus on that, right? Like, I don't have any control over that.
No, that's a huge what if.
John, are you a confident person?
Yeah, generally, I'd say.
Do you think you're a catch?
I mean, yeah, I got a whole chart and everything for you.
Then you got nothing to lose, man. Like, here's, at the end of the day, there are other men out there, right, who will be vying for attention. If you are her type of catch, then it's going to work. And if you're not, then you have just dodged a bullet. And I don't mean that in a bad way, like she's doing something wrong. I mean, like, she won't pick you, and then you can go find the person who's right for you. I think sometimes, like, we let ego get in the way of dating, and I certainly understand. I would feel some kind of way as well. If I were dating a guy and I found out his first girl canceled and I was the backup, I'd be like, I'm sorry, what do you mean I'm not first place? But at the end of the day, it's about compatibility. Are you guys compatible, and is there a spark? And so now you have your opportunity to show that there's a spark, and if there is, that's great. It's going to catch like wildfire. And if there's not, you just move on. Don't get in your own way because of your ego when it comes to a girl that you're into.
You're right.
Yeah, right. We are right. Number one by default is still number one, John.
So. Number one by default.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Sometimes you need a technicality to get that number one spot.
I guess so.
A win is a win.
Take it out and go.
I think we might have witnessed, or I think I might have witnessed somebody's most embarrassing moment on social media over the weekend. Oh my God, this Gen Z political commentator went on Fox News to comment on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's loss in this year's election. And in the middle of trying to answer a question while she's on a live broadcast on Fox News, this was posted all over TikTok, she passes out and the anchor that was interviewing her has no idea how to handle it.
So this is about incompetency. It's not about ideology or it's not about...
Oh my goodness. Oh, we're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here.
He's just sitting there. He's like, okay, well, someone's going to help her. And to you, Lydia, someone get Cameron Kinsey some paramedic help.
So after watching this video several times, I understand the knee-jerk reaction to remain professional, right? And trying to, like, you have a live broadcast, blah, blah, blah. But even taking all that into account, the fact that he didn't just stop everything he was doing and kneel down, because he's the closest one to her. She fell out of her chair towards him, mm-hmm. right? Like, she fell on the ground towards him. At that point in time, I feel like his first instinct should have been to help her. No?
I completely agree. When I saw a lot of people in the comments saying, you got to understand it's live television. The show must go on. Mm. I don't agree with that at all. Like, I think I get the professionalism part, like you said, of thinking, okay, I have a job to do. But it just feels like it would be just a natural human instinct. If you see someone passing out and falling out of a chair, that you would jump up and go their direction to try to help. It reminds me of kind of when you fell off the float.
Yeah, and everybody just stared at me, but you.
Yeah, I was the only one. Yes, everybody just stared. I'm like, uh-oh. This is when, like, human instincts are supposed to kick in. Help!
Yeah, well, everyone was drunk on the float, so it's a little delayed. But on live TV, I'm hoping you're not drunk, right? Like, you're just going to jump to action and help somebody rather than... But I feel like that's that cell phone culture. Do you know what I mean? Like, people stand by and watch, or they grab their phones and film rather than jumping into the action, which is kind of sad.
I mean, I have a little empathy for the guy in this situation because, I mean, there have been plenty of times where, like, I'll listen back to a segment and I'll be like, why didn't I say that? Or why didn't I say that this way? Or why did I stutter over my words here? And I think we forget that, like, live TV is sort of like this pressure cooker, or live radio is a pressure cooker. And sometimes, like, you just don't know how you're going to react when, like, something completely off the wall happens and you're not expecting it. So I think he was kind of sitting there panicking and going, oh my God, okay, well, the producer's running over there to help her. I've got to steer the ship. So let me make sure I can toss it to this person so that we can get off of me and we get the camera off of us. And then once the cameras are done, we can get this woman some help.
But it was also too, like, instead of being like, we should go to commercial, right? Like, get in, like, the producers can, the people in the control room can get you out. He was like, okay, let's throw it to somebody else. And I'm going to ask her a question while this girl is passed out on the floor.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, drunk live TV, I don't think it matters. Like, someone falls and you go, all right, someone clean her up. Let's go to the next guest. Like, that's foul.
It was odd. He was, the panic. Oh my God, the panic in his face. And I'm like, and she released a statement. Like, she's doing okay, thankfully. She's like, I'm getting more hydrated, blah, 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 whatever the reasoning behind her passing out. But yeah, that
I'm trying to imagine one of us pass out in here, and then we just go, all right, let's go to the phones.
Well, I think it's... Yeah. Oh, we got John on line 10. He wants to tell us what his kid did before a major event, or, you know, they took a photo.
I think it's like if someone passed out next to Bert, and he's like, oh, well, we can. He has the power to go, let's go to commercial. I'm like, I don't know what you have the power as an anchor. Like, do you have time to fill? I don't know. Yeah, so
that's true. That's a good point.
He could have handled it better, but, I mean, it is a little bit of a pressure cooker. What I have seen people comment on is the fact that they think she's faking the whole fainting thing. Like, they think she didn't know how to answer the question, so she thought, I can either look dumb trying to answer this question, or I can just pass out and try and get out of this thing.
Yeah, there were people that were claiming to be doctors that were like, your eyes don't do that before you faint, because whatever her eyes did, they were like, yeah, that doesn't appear to be authentic.
Doctors are actually weighing in.
Alleged doctors. Yeah, in the comments.
they're on the TikTok comments. They're like, doctor here, and it's just like user 8479243.
Exactly.
I googled it. Apparently, your eyes can close. But I mean, who knows if she's faking it or not? But that's kind of the general consensus, is a lot of people think she's faking it because she didn't know how to answer a question.
Well, as somebody who has fake fainted before, it seemed pretty legit to me.
she just fell so stiffly. I feel like if you were going to fake it, you'd be a little bit more dramatic, and you do kind of like that fall where like one half of your body goes down, the other half follows.
Like the Wendy Williams Statue of Liberty fall.
Yes! Yeah. Now that one looked fake, but apparently it was not.
That was real.
Yeah. All right, Kanye West's newest single is banned by most streaming platforms, and I'm only going to have to tell you the title for you to understand why. It's on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.